Well, it is justice. That's what I thought when I heard this past weekend that former Magic player Tracy McGrady would be enshrined into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame this summer. And the man of the hour joins me right now here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. He is Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. T-Mac, how does that sound? Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. Well-deserved. Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, buddy. That sounds amazing, man. You know, a little kid coming from Central Florida down in Arbordale, and from high school to the pros, now to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's a hell of a script. Mm. I love it.
That is a great script. And you mentioned Arbordale. I mean, Polk County, they've got to be very proud down there, and you as well. But look, humble beginnings, right? Humble beginnings in Polk County, and now here you are, a Hall of Famer. That has to make you feel good.
It makes me feel really well, really good, because, you know, I know the potential before me that, you know, guys I played against and saw come before me, you know, never really had the opportunity to make it out of, you know, Arbordale, Polk County. And to be the first guy from my city to do something on this level is spectacular. I always try to go out and represent my town, my city well, and make sure that I was a great influence on the kids back home, and make sure that, you know, coming from a small town, it really doesn't matter. As long as you keep a level head and strive for greatness and push yourself, you know, anything will be possible, and I'm a true example of that. You know, I came from a town of 10,000 people. Now, the town has grown a lot over the years, but not coming from a town of 10,000 people, man. Whoever would have thought I would be that kid making it out of there, and now I'm a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's unreal.
And the rest is history. It's all about Polk. We are speeding with the pride of Polk County. Tracy McGrady, Hall of Famer, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. It is well-deserved. Seven-time All-Star. You lead the league in scoring, and I got to see it up close and personal back in 03 and 04 when you led the league in scoring here, Tracy. The years here in Orlando, 2000 to 2004, prime of your career, there's no doubt about that. But they're also characterized by what if, right? I mean, what if Grant Hill had been healthy? Things would have been different. Question is, how different, Tracy? How different?
Well, listen, for us to be even a playoff team, not having Grant Hill wasn't a huge accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
Now, you add who I idolized growing up and just was a phenomenal player. You add him to the player that I became. Grant Hill was, a lot of people forget, man, Grant Hill was very, very special on that basketball court. I mean, you're talking about Westbrook and Harden and all these guys getting these triple-doubles. Grant was doing that, you know, when he came in. That was Grant Hill.
Yeah.
And, you know, to not have him, man, and me and Grant talk about this every time that, you know, we see each other. He feels like, you know, he let me down, and it's so heartbreaking. You know, I look at what Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker were doing in Boston. That could have been me and Grant Hill. We could have been competing for our Eastern Conference Championship, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, you took a series where we had Detroit, you know, down 3-1. When we was up in that series, I had a guy like Grant Hill. We close out that series easy. I just wore down in that seven-game series.
Yep. Yeah, no question about it. And he did not let you down. His ankle let us all down. But, it was no fault of his own, because, I can remember walking through the RDV Sportsplex each and every day back in the day, Tracy, and there's Grant Hill in the pool again. There's Grant Hill in the weight room again, trying to get back. It just never cooperated for him while he was here.
No, I felt so bad for Grant, man. You know, even that was a pivotal time in his career, because he was in his prime, and I was still a young fella, you know, just getting there.
Sure.
So he was trying to get back. I know the frustration and everything that set with him. He was trying his damn best to get back and be a part of our team. It just didn't work out for him.
Tracy McGrady, Hall of Famer, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You know, T-Mac, Kobe Bryant has said in the past that you were the the one guy that gave him the most problems on the basketball court. And I remember some of those matchups with Kobe back in the day. One particular here in Orlando, I think it was a Sunday afternoon. You guys go back and forth. As you get older, do you appreciate how special those matchups were a little bit more with him?
Absolutely. He brought the best out of me because, you know, I practically knew Kobe on a personal level, so I knew how competitive he was. I knew how much the game meant to him. And, you know, our friendship kind of became distant because we became competitors. And, you know, it was like that Magic Bird, that Magic, that MJ Magic comparison, when those guys just love going at each other, the battles, the competitive nature that it, you know, these guys had. And that's what me and Kobe, every time we saw each other, man, hey, let's get it on, because I know he was going to come out and try to destroy anybody in his way. And, you know, I couldn't allow that. I thrive off, you know, his competitive fire. It's unbelievable talent, man. And it was just a thrill to compete against him. And also an honor to have him say those type of words, you know, come out of his mouth of all the guys that he competed against throughout his career. I mean, he said I was the toughest. I mean, that's an honor in itself.
Well, I tell you what, from my standpoint, and I've been covering this league for 28 years, I've never seen a better pure scorer than the Big Sleep, Tracy McGrady. You could have scored in your sleep. with that said, the 62 against, I think it was Washington back in March of 2004. What do you remember most about that game here in Orlando, T-Mac?
Honestly, the 9 free throws.
Really?
The 9 free throws. The 9 free throws, and I think the 9 of last 10 shots I took were good looks and I missed. And that eats at me every time I think about it. Yes, it was a historic night of scoring 62, but I wasn't satisfied, and I'm still not satisfied at that, because it eats me up of what could have been if, you know, I completed half of those free throws and, you know, half of those last shots that I missed.
Yeah, we could be talking 80. We 80-plus like Kobe had against Toronto. Yeah. Real quick, before I let you go, Tracy McGrady, we see you here in the studio every day doing ESPN's The Jump, with Rachel Nichols. You enjoying this broadcasting thing, T-Mac?
I am. You know, it keeps me around the game, keeps me relevant. You know, I enjoy talking the game and giving my insight. I love being around Rachel and my crew, Chauncey and Jalen Rose on a Wednesday night. So, yeah, I get up for that, and I truly enjoy it.
He is Tracy McGrady, Hall of Famer, and he certainly made his mark here in Orlando from 2000 to 2004. You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my man. The pride of Polk County. Congratulations, Hall of Famer. Job well done, my man. We'll talk to you soon, all right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.